You have to turn it on anyway.
There we go.
Hello, hello.
The, bring her down. I can't listen to myself come back.
Just project.
We can hear you fine.
I have a lot of my voice. All right, let's bring her, bring the meeting to order tonight for the, February, CARC meeting.
Pull up a chair and get cozy.
Doc?
Sure, to him and, you know, that's.
And, I guess we'll get started. I'm, I am Sean N seven R R B.
Charles N seven R Q W.
Lee W I seven O W L.
Lance K, H, I mean, K F zero H C.
I'm Adam Hoops, K F seven F X O.
Mike, A seven E C.
Gary, A seven L S.
Kevin? W Y seven K E.
Mel, K J seven K K.
Mike, K E seven W Q P.
I'm Tate, K A seven O.
Heather, K E seven A Z H.
All right. Well, welcome everybody. And, I don't think we have, we don't have a very long agenda tonight, but we have probably some discussion that's gonna take place on our, at least one item. So, I, you wanna go through the minutes?
Yeah. Well, Sean called the meeting to order and he told us the old business that bylaws were supposed to be on that night and they didn't happen because of the holidays. And two new Fusion repeaters are in and paid for. They're under Sean's desk, I guess.
You wanna see them?
Tate said we have not received final payment, but I believe that's been corrected, right?
Nope.
I thought you said you got, not finally, you got a payment.
Correct.
Ken said he had contact with the owner of the mobile tower and they would be interested in donating it to the club, but they would look into making it happen and he hasn't heard from them since. And, the new business is, Sean said the WireX is now functional and he will be trying it on the Fusion repeater.
Gotcha.
Can I tell you what's
said also
was?
That we were talking to.
What is it?
Being talked to by the representative of the American Bank building owners and they were disturbed that we were using their meeting room and leaving the doors open, unguarded, while the meeting was in progress. And Mike made a motion to move our business meeting to the Wyoming Medical Center service, support service building. Motion was seconded and passed. It will likely be held in the boardroom. Is that what this is?
That's what this is.
Okay.
The old boardroom.
Parking is on the second floor of the parking garage. The second meeting of the month is still going to be held in the EOC in the Hall of Justice. The next VE session will be February in the Hall of Justice on the activities meeting. Lieutenant Stu Anderson was visiting to present a DMR repeater proposal to the club. Stu needs access to the site for keeping track of equipment as it will be bought with federal funds. It needs a phone line. The repeater value is $2,000. It is a UHF or 77 meter frequency. They need access to the internet from the repeater. The internet is about 1/4 mile from the proposed site. It required priority access for security needs, home security, and et cetera. We could provide the phone with the internet, and the DMR radio is a Motorola system. Stu will get the radio for installation in the spring.
Yeah, I think it's.
And the motion was made and seconded to adjourn.
OK.
Move accept as read.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as read.
What I just did.
Oh, then I seconded.
Okay.
Opposed? Yes, motion carries. Accept the minutes. Oh, it's Peter. Yeah.
Is there, is this the period of time when dues are due?
Hello.
We will be doing dues after the meeting.
$30?
20.
Hello.
20.
Which door are you at?
The rubles or the dollars?
I don't know.
Okay, you came in the wrong way.
I could use packages, but.
What?
I take packages.
We'll see you in a second.
By the way, thank you all that found your way here tonight for either listening to somebody, reading the website, or however you found the information. Thank you. Good job. Now we get to laugh and point and make fun of everybody else who couldn't figure it out. That's for you.
Mm-hmm. Nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't respond quick enough.
No, it's an HTTPS error.
Yep.
My certificate doesn't match, so. I was going to try to put the minutes up on the screen, but. He's dead already.
So, let's see, comments on the minutes. Bylaws we have for this evening.
Update on the payment. We did receive one payment. It was a standard $5,000 and it's been deposited. It is not the final payment. And I haven't found the purchase agreement with the Douglas Broadcasting Corporation to know where it is. Maybe they just think they owe us $5,000 every 3 months in perpetuity, which, you know. I don't know. If they're going to do that, well, that's fine with me. I'm not going to argue with them. But I figure I'll eventually we'll find the purchase agreement and see what the date was and harass them about it.
What is the purchase agreement for? Sorry.
For the old 235 site out by Stuckenhoff. We sold that to Douglas Broadcasting Group, and that's where we've been getting the majority of our income from. They're doing a payment scheme. It's like every 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, I don't remember what it is, but they've been paying $5,000 up until the final payment, which is supposed to be a $15,000 final payment when it's done for whatever the total price was.
Was this for Tab Douglas?
No, it's for Douglas Broadcasting. It's a commercial AM transmitter, site, radio station.
As far as I know, Kent hasn't heard anything else about the mobile tower. He called today to say he wasn't going to be able to make it tonight. He has some other
well, I couldn't understand why.
Well, he has some other things going on tonight, so that are a little bit more important. Wires X, I just haven't had time to mess with it. I'll get to that at some point. Obviously, we're in this room.
Those of you that found your way, again, good job. Those who needed guidance, we will point and laugh at you
only,
later.
There may be, I may have a correction. I don't think it needs the DMR needs a phone line.
First meeting going to be in this room?
For now, I think that's what we want to do. We'll see how it goes. But unless we make a big effort to say otherwise, plan on being here for the big
recording. That's where all my stuff came from. Just from memory.
Yeah.
They really did get their knickers knotted about the doors were open.
Sean talked to him. I'll let him address that.
Yeah, that was kind of irritating. I'll talk about it again. I called the guy. He wanted me to call him after the meeting, and he was adamant that the problem was that they had had vandalism issues in the parking structure there, and they were afraid that if we were leaving the door open and not monitoring it during the meeting, that there's the possibility of someone getting into the main building. So I told him at that point, I said, well, we'll make sure that the doors are locked while we're having our meeting, and people will just have to call. Then when I talked to Larry subsequently after that, his the main thing that he talked to Larry about was the worry about having dog hair on their wonderful furniture.
Yeah.
So I just kind of got the overall feeling that he just did not like having us in the building, period. And with that and the fact that we have been standing room only for meetings for a while in that room, kind of pushed it over the edge. So we have plenty of nice facilities that we can move off to, so like this one. So.
He was worried about dog hair.
And I did, I did send Larry a, I wrote him a letter and thanked him profusely for his generosity over the years.
Yep.
For,
that's reasonable.
So, yeah. We'd let him know we weren't going to be using it. So.
He probably ought to work to get his cards back to him, huh?
Probably just turn them off. We're not going to reuse them or anything. So.
You did write him a letter.
I did. So anyway, what I on the agenda tonight, I have, I've only got three things, really. Our insurance is coming up for renewal the 1st of April. And if the club doesn't have any problems with that, I'd like to go ahead and renew it. It's $300 for $2 million worth of liability insurance to the league. So.
I move that we renew the insurance.
Seconds.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do we know what all that covers?
Yes. I can give you the entire policy if you'd like.
Well, no, the reason I...
Just
it covers...
Nutshell.
I can give you a nutshell. Is it covers covers us basically for everything. It'll cover personal vehicles and equipment. It covers the sites we're at. It's
okay.
Very, very comprehensive.
But the only reason I ask that is because, excuse me, but down in Colorado they did have... They were covered. But it did happen where a gentleman was working on the system and he ended up with falling off the steps and broke his hip.
I can't remember what the personal liability,
But they covered it, so I just wanted to make sure we're covered
zero.
That kind of thing.
What's the deductible on that, as far as club goes?
As far as I know, I don't think there is a deductible.
Yeah, there might not be.
Just a full blanket.
Because they make so much, I mean.
It's a huge blanket that all the ARL clubs are in.
Yeah. They're making money on
no
it.
They're making money on it.
No need for an umbrella or anything.
Yeah.
It is the umbrella.
Yeah, it is.
And I can guarantee you we're not going to find
better coverage.
Coverage for $300.
No, not like that. But you understand my question.
And our, just so you know, our dues annual so far, our dues intake has almost covered 2/3 of that.
Let's see. Let's see what the certificate says. General limit of $2 million, personal and advertising injury limit of $1 million. Each occurrence of $1 million. Fire damage limit for any one fire is $100,000. And medical expense limit on any one person of $10,000.
That should cover most of
them. I think it'll cover pretty well. Handover, yeah, they provide it through the league.
How about these things?
Yeah.
Only if you want to come dig a hole for the tower.
We'll go ahead and get that renewed so we have
for your tower.
Going to remind everybody of the VE session coming up, our next meeting, third Wednesday at the EOC.
You don't know? Oh, man.
I might be working.
I need my VEs.
But I'll let you know.
I think I've got two. Because I think you said you were working, aren't you? For the next meeting?
No, I will be.
Oh, you were okay. So you're my number two that will be there for sure. I got and then three, four. Okay, good. Four.
No.
You'll be there.
we've got four.
And I think I've got one candidate that's lined up, so I should force it.
Do you want to talk before we get into the bylaws discussion? That's probably our longest thing for tonight.
That's okay, I'll wait and lead in all the business and that.
Okay. All right, well, we promised we would have bylaws. And we met last week and have done a lot of editing. And we'd like to present to you the bylaws that we've come up with this evening.
You've looked at the ones that were up on the website. There's not a whole lot of change. There are some changes. We got rid of one stanza on the mission statement that just seemed to be nonsense. We have two membership levels, full membership and a family membership, and then details. Basically, family membership is whatever the cost of an individual membership and then half again more. Have to live in the same house, be dependents in order to be counted as a family, and that only up until 21 years of age. And family members have to be licensed in order to have a vote. Can't just have your newborn vote. I have a statement about conduct of a club member just adopting the ARL's amateur code. Process for termination of membership and removal from office. You guys want to go into detail on that?
This is posted, by the way, in the members only section on the discussion board. I posted it yesterday.
Oh, okay, good. Description of the officer. We did add one new officer. Sergeant Arms brought that back. We used to have him years ago. And the idea of the Sergeant Arms, we have that defined what his duties are? Yeah.
He wrote it.
Definition of the president's, the vice president's duties, the secretary's duties, treasurer's duties, and sergeants at arms will inventory and track all physical assets of the club. Also issue and track keys for access to locked storage areas.
That relieves the president, vice president, and everybody else from having to manage that.
It also breaks some of the possible conflict of interest if the treasurer or the secretary has access to resources and then assets as well. It kind of helps spread things out a little. Two regular meetings, description of dues, call sign and repeater coordination, and that's it. The idea. These are not articles of incorporation. These are bylaws for how do we conduct ourselves and how we operate.
I move that they be accepted as posted.
Second.
Any opposition discussion? Motion carries. Bylaws are accepted.
Wow.
Way quicker than I thought.
We're going to be short in activity for tonight.
Has that trustee been assigned?
No. We haven't put a date for when this goes into effect. When do we want to do this? At the next meeting? And we need to nominate and vote a sergeant?
That's probably fair. Gives us a month. Make sure everybody's really happy with it. I'd encourage you to go out and go to that members only section on the discussion board and have a look.
You have to have an account on the board to see this, so if you haven't got an account, get one going. And then as soon as we see that you're an account, I add you into the group that can see that part of the discussion board. We haven't used it a lot, so I'm not sure what condition all the membership is right now.
Now after I entered that, if I am able to get in.
So I'm going to be wild then?
Well, that's separate. That's the whole thing.
I want fireflies.
What?
I want fireflies. If you listen to the lyrics, it actually fits radio a little better.
I thought you would be going after the bee theme.
I think just to have a little discussion of it. I think the thing we talked about the most was probably the sergeant in arms having that, adding that, and Tate described that really well. And then the the original, the copy that we worked from had four different levels of membership in it, which had been, I think it had been hacked apart in discussion over the years. And we went back and looked at the family membership and kind of decided that the membership dues aren't really the driving funding of the club right now anymore, since we have this other thing going on. And most family memberships really are a husband and a wife, that kind of thing. And it was just kind of a nice way to kind of give that back a little bit, I think, is the thing. Make it a little easier to have more names on the roster and not be so expensive for families. So
easier to get wakey.
Yes. The same timing does still exist, however. We're still only doing first quarter of the year for the same reasons. So.
And we kept the officers every two-year term and alternating years for something, but it's spelled out as to which ones are done on the even years and which ones are done on the odd years.
Yeah, we talked about keeping members of the old officers on the board, but really having it cut every other year like that, always make sure you have experienced officers on the board of directors already. So there wasn't really a lot of reason for doing
we didn't that. Add a phrase about defining what the board is.
There, it's in there.
Is it there?
Yes,
okay.
It is there.
Where's that?
At least three members of the three of the officers constitutes a board of directors.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. I know we
and
talked about it.
It was just badly formatted and I fixed it.
Sergeant DeBorans is a
will be an officer, yes.
Of the board.
Yes, will be a member of the board. It says that in order to comprise a board, you have to have three members, which is basically would be a quorum of the board. Early officers. So,
Sergeant, did I understand correctly that the Sergeant of Arms will be appointed by the club officers?
No,
that will be an elected
office.
That's what I
thought. Yeah, so we will need to have an election. Be the same count since we just did president and well, I guess we did president, vice president, and secretary this year, didn't we? We need to have an election for the sergeant in arms. So if you're interested.
I have a question. So it says that one's on an odd year and the ones you just elected are for even years?
We kind of had to play catch up in order.
That's what I'm saying. So this one will be possibly a 3 year initially or what do you
No, it
that?
Would be, that it'd still be a two year position. They'll be elected this year. They would have normally been elected this year. The sergeant at arms would go along with the president and the
secretary.
I just read that.
So that's the thing. It'll be
okay.
So
in other words, it was last year technically.
So the president, secretary, and sergeant at arms shall be elected on even numbered years.
Oh, okay.
We're just playing catch up.
So if you're interested in being sergeant at arms, throw your hat in the ring.
He's done that already.
We're kind of in the ring, so.
I warn you, have a pickup.
No kidding.
First thing that happens is the club pile in my garage
is going away.
Going away.
Yeah, the one that I got rid of once and came back and now it's got to go away again.
I have stuff in my truck that needs to go out there, and I haven't made it out there.
Yeah.
Every weekend it snows, and I can't get out there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to the camp?
That's
yeah.
Where it all goes, yeah. That's the locked storage facility that we talk about in here.
Well, yeah. I've been there, but I'm...
Yeah, that's what we're referring to. You've been there, so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm just
No,
saying,
but. That's
not,
what we're
talking
about.
We're not talking about your garage?
No.
Until I'm done experimenting with the repeaters, I don't want to haul them out there. So.
Yeah, well... I still have the original 9-4 repeater rack in my garage wrapped up in tarp. The original radios that I think maybe Mel's the only one here that maybe has ever even talked on those old radios with me. I don't know if anybody else around here has been on those. Yeah, you might have. I know Sean has back when, but those were pre-1999 radios.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been on those.
No, they're solid states, but they're rock-bound and dedicated. separate transmitter receiver.
That's what everybody had back in the day.
It needs to go to the shredder.
All right. Well, that's all I had on the agenda for this evening. Anybody?
I've been working on my pet project, which I mentioned to you.
Were you the one doing APRS and 5.2 all day today?
No.
Someone was running APRS and 5.2 simplex most of the day.
No, that wasn't me.
I finally turned the radio on and was trying to catch who it was so I could tell them you're on the wrong frequency. But
no, it wasn't me because I didn't turn my radio on until I got home. So
that you know of.
It sounded like APRS packets to me.
No,
so I thought it was
two-timers. Oh, in reference to a previous meeting, where was the club to buy a couple of G5RVs? And
yes.
For special events and field day. And
yes. It did. And it's on my list of things to do. We got to get a couple of G5RVs. We need
beat my butt.
Two 40-foot.
Support mast,
and two more of those flag poles. I'm gonna donate to the two I've got. So anything to do, go ahead and do that. But yeah, I don't remember what meeting we passed that in, but
it's been a while. Yeah,
it was after. I think it was the meeting after field day this last summer.
Jerry up there and Cody's kind of piqued my interest with his posts on Facebook. He's been nailing the parks on the air stuff.
Oh, that pet project.
Yeah, that's my pet project. And my pet project is I'm going to try to, if we can, get the, if nothing else, work on maybe we could do it. I got to figure out exactly through the Park Service or wherever. I'm getting closer into the documentation on what I can do with this. Fort Casper would be in that site. Another one is up at the Interpretive Trail Center.
I think the Trail Center, you're good to go.
I don't think there's any question there. They are considered a co-sponsor.
The way I read the rule, the thing on the league
was that
you had to do, it was parks, national monuments, and historic trails.
Right.
And all you had for historic trails, you had to do due diligence.
Right,
and
which is confusing.
I mean, in my opinion, if there's a government-owned agent,
right,
museum,
right,
even though it's BLM, that is
right,
the National Historic Trails Center,
right,
I think you've done your due diligence. Just
right.
Go up there and
so as you understand it too, you could actually go out there and set up on that Event Center Road, and since that was part of the trail at one time, that would count. You don't actually have to be on.
Well,
the,
I've already talked sent,
you don't have to be on their property
right
to do that. But you could do it anywhere on the trail.
Right.
So
there's also markers along. Well, it'd be hard to do, but there's markers along the river.
Okay.
That show where the trail
right
actually.
So who wants to do a field trip to the Dead Animal Bar for a park? Thermopolis State Park, Hot Spring State Park.
Right.
Doesn't that sound like a good place to go to for an event?
Yeah, but that's a state park, not a national park.
It's a park.
It's a park. For a special event station?
Sure, why not?
Is that where the rhinoceros is?
Yep.
But there's also, I mean, we've got so much stuff here to do. I mean, you've got the California Trail, the Oregon Trail we could go out to.
Pony Express.
Well, the Pony Express, of course, we could work with them this year. And
well,
then
they all cross here.
Yeah, and then, of course, you can go out to
you said Fort
Martin
Fort
Cove,
Casper,
right? And you can go out to Martin Cove and commemorate the Mormon Trail. It goes right through there.
They all cross the river at Fort Casper. So
yep.
National Historic Landmark, I could get us probably into the actual visitor center at the Sun Ranch.
Yeah. I'm just saying you could have all of those trails from Fort Casper.
But I'm sure we could have fun this summer with the trail thing, and we wouldn't have to drive to Fort Laramie, is what I'm saying.
It was the bridge.
Or to Yellowstone, or to, you know.
Probably long gone.
Make it happen.
Teton, working on it.
Make it happen.
Actually exists, though.
But no, I mean, we could really do this, you know, almost every.
There's a marker out there.
This is my point, Pete. There is no we. Make it happen. Get this, whatever we need to do, get set up and say, hey, guys, here's the time, the date, and the location. See who shows up.
Yeah, you can see.
We're doing a special event station on top of Independence Rock.
That's another one we can nail.
Independence Rock, I'm not sure about, though, because I think that's run by the state.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, we could do a special event station out there. We've talked about doing an Independence Day special event station from Independence Rock.
But you could also nail.
This is the separate thing that the ARRL's running right now.
But you could include that.
You could, but this doesn't, but it's not required.
No.
Any one of us can go up there tomorrow and activate the trails.
Right.
And it will count.
That's true.
So there's a guy that's been activating the Teton National Park like every weekend now for, and has one of the highest scores and on the league, so it's not.
He probably just drives down the street.
Yeah, this isn't one of those things that requires a whole lot of paperwork and a club and an event call and all that stuff. Is if you want to do it, take your radio up there and activate it, and it wouldn't hurt to let people know online probably that you're going to do it.
Yeah, it wouldn't help if you're going up there. We don't have to deal with the interpretive center, but I have talked to the head cheese up there, and he's sounding very open to what we were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we could bring them into the mix, you know.
Why?
I mean.
What are they going to do for us?
What are they going to do for us?
Well, I'm just.
Why, this is just National Parks on the Air for the ARRL. It's not. If you want to activate it, go activate it. It's not.
I understand.
It's like Summits on the Air. It's the same thing. You don't need the park ranger to sit there with you and hold your
hand. If they have a purpose, if they have an event or an education moment or asking us to do something for them, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But for something like this, they don't even need to know we're there.
Yeah. He's got HF antennas on his car. He could drive up there tomorrow and activate the trails. Just sit in the parking lot.
That's true. Except they'll be working.
So
I haven't had time to install my radios, and it's been too cold when I've had time.
If we want to do a special event station, that's a horse of a different color. We need to apply for the call sign and everything. But
actually, when you have the field day out at my house, pretty much on one of the camping areas of the Oregon Trail right there.
We can do that next field day. We show up at your place to do that again. We'll just say, oh, by the way, not just field day, but we just activated all the trails.
The field day that you're going to,
set up and sponsor.
Yeah, you're going to be gone field day, aren't you?
I'm out of here.
I'm going to be gone
too.
Field day.
So who's left?
You are.
We're looking at you. We're looking at you.
Throw out that noisy generator and try to do something.
Well, we could always set up a teepee, actually a couple of them.
The club owns a tent. Huh? You are the Casper Amateur Radio Club. You don't need us to do
the tent. To
set the tent up and, so.
Club, want to buy my generator?
Actually, that wouldn't be such a bad idea for the club to get a generator.
Well, I was just going to say, you see that one right there in the back of that ridge line? That's that god-awful monstrosity that we know will run at least two, if not more, 100-watt stations by itself.
Is that the inverter generator?
It's a big generator. I don't think it's an inverter.
That's what we used out there, wasn't it?
It's what we used when we did Fort Casper.
How big is it?
Big.
Nice.
You don't know how big it is?
It's like an 18-kilowatt. It's big. It'll run my house easily with this data center.
I was thinking it was like a 6,500 or something.
I think it surges to 8 kW, but I think it's a 65 static. Yeah, I'd have to go get numbers off, but it's big.
It's gas.
But it's directional in the noise, so you can turn it and put it behind a truck, and it doesn't add. It's also got that extension cord built onto it.
So what date is field day?
The last
is the
full
last weekend in June.
Last
weekend.
It's the
fourth
full weekend in June.
This strange thing called internet.
Dude,
like this year.
June 25th and 26th.
Maybe it'll quit snowing by then.
Don't count on it.
Maybe it'll what?
Quit snowing by then.
It snowed in July.
I've had 90 inches of snow this winter.
See, that's one of the reasons why I keep trying to push everybody to get a Gmail account so that we can share this information.
I do have a Gmail account. Yeah. And it pushes it to my phone, which is awesome.
Good
stuff. Like tonight. What did my phone say? Ham club.
I don't know. I don't look at your phone.
You had a dry milk
one. No, but it told me I had a ham club.
You're probably on my calendar. You've got a couple hundred feet probably on mine. Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
I got a pile.
Yes, sir.
Pertaining to club activities, what's the club stance on weapons?
Club has no stance on weapons. Don't let them be seen.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Concealed means concealed.
It's not out.
As long as you're in compliance with the law, we don't care. But be careful, because if you're not compliant, we may take you down.
It's not an open carry.
So if you bring in a 338
carry real one.
Well, I can put it this way. At this activity, there were probably five of us that were armed.
I don't think there's anybody that wasn't.
But it's not displayed.
And then, there was a,
and then
but,
he showed up.
But there was a guy that walked by that was carrying an AR openly at this event.
And who was chasing him down?
And of course, the sheriff was interested in him and came and made jokes with us about it, even though he knows us pretty well.
He knew all of us were.
he knew they were all packing.
Yeah, we were backing him up, waiting for the guy to do something stupid. We're all watching.
Yeah.
You all right, Stu? Yeah, okay, cool. No, there were other people on scene.
Yeah.
Well, I was there doing medical. But
you're putting out fires, I thought.
No, I wasn't.
Weren't you running out there putting out the cannon fire in the grass yard?
That's right,
no.
Hot
cannonball.
That was a hell of a
making spot fires.
I was really surprised at that.
What's that?
That how big of an event that was.
Yeah.
I was guessing. Over the course of the day, maybe 10,000 people probably went through there.
Oh, yeah. Something
it was crazy.
It was huge.
They were running two of the city buses continuously from the fairgrounds, bringing people. They were having people park there, and they just
well,
ran.
That was nice of them.
And it was, it was a really pretty cool deal.
Yeah,
if you look in the background there, you can see the counties. There's their thing, and then behind that, there's food vendors. All around on the grass out there.
That's true. I forgot about those.
And then the whole side on the, they had all this stuff going on the other way.
I didn't venture as far as the food vendors and all the other junk on the other side.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of people there. I was.
Well, you guys didn't go down and get anyway.
I'm trying to get there, but it's for some reason the internet's not feeding me very well.
Well, talk to the.
Is
probably
what it is. No, it's probably somebody downloading an entire distro in their
cron
room.
Job,
like
it's cron job, dude. Got to update my ISOs every night.
We had one of our members that did it while he was a patient. Tried like three different Linux distros while he was in his hospital room.
Oh, jeez.
On our Wi-Fi. So.
So there's the generator. Again, just in case y'all are interested. Generator.
What brand is it?
It's Rigid.
And
Rigid is
stuff.
Like Milwaukee,
like
Makita, DeWalt.
Okay.
They're in that same category. It's not in production anymore. Oh, there it is. Oh, somebody's got me blocked.
Yep.
Oh, it's eBay.
Hit you Or this one's on the inside now.
Yeah, this is one on the inside. My, mine isn't, but.
Surprised we haven't opened this one.
That's about what it is. It's very similar to that.
ED is blocked from the internal, and yet I could get right to it on the.
There's a big difference between our data network and the guest network.
Yeah.
You're on the guest network.
One of them is for business, and one of them is for guests.
And that's why they don't want the business network going to eBay.
Yep.
This one. It's the 6800. Yeah. Nope, it does not have electric start, though, so that's not right.
But you didn't want to pay for the electric start.
Yeah, but I've never had it not start.
What engine is it on it?
It's a big Yamaha. I don't know. These are what they show here. I'd have to go look at the one that I have to see what's on there. Because these don't match exactly. They have a different console, slightly different covers. It's the same basic idea. It's got this same wheel as this one. But it's not, the one I have is not an electric start. This one does not have the removable panel either.
The panel removes?
The panel removes and has that extension cable so you can operate it from away from the noise.
Oh, okay.
You can see what it's doing, just shut it off if you need to.
So you're looking to unload yours, huh?
You guys want to make me an offer, we can always have a discussion, you know what I mean? I said we're going to have a discussion, not an offensive encounter.
I'm
trying to remember what I gave for it.
Solomon's has a generator 12,500.
That's the one I got with the yard and Josh. I think I gave
6,500.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I think you gave 6,900. I'd ask the same. Because it said almost no use on it, just this event.
We got like 3,150
or something. Yeah, I had to give more later. Does anybody have any more new business you want to bring up?
We've kind of come to the end here.
Do we want to do the marathon?
I think if they ask us, we'd be happy to help them. We need to pay attention this year, though.
I've been checking the account. I actually check the mailbox about once a week, so.
You could send out a feeler and say, yo.
We did miss it last year. Currently, it would be $30. It's
$10 more.
It's half again as much as the single membership. So
that count for him and Andrea.
Yeah.
Okay. That's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
The first quarter of the year.
We have until the end of March. So you're going to have to do it all over again, Gary. I'm sorry.
No.
I want $50 out of you, dude. I know you got it to spare.
Those special members.
Special members.
Yeah, so we'll accept memberships up until 31 March.
And after that, it's a donation.
I like that.
We'll be happy to take your money, but.
Would you like to buy a day of power for the repeater site?
I make a motion we adjourn. Go ahead. I am coughing.
Sounds good. Dinner.
Second.
All right. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's go eat.
Where are we going?
Let's get on the village end. Get that free pie on Wednesdays.
Yeah, we'll be
the
doing
other night.
A little bit here. If you want to pay your dues, please stay in the room.
That's what I was approaching the bench for.
Let me get the...
The bench.
I need to go get the football.
The judges.
The other night, I was surfing on...